Forecasting room sales. This is very important, especially during slack period. During slack period, when we know that our sales, room sales, is going to drop, we have to come out with new ideas how to promote our room sales. This can be done with the help of the front office director, with the help of the marketing department, and hence we can reduce the revenue lost. This position enables the person to develop an overview of the lodging property with regards to finance and communication. Again, here the position that enables to develop an overview. When we mean overview is that we have to work within the budget, at the same time brings increase in sales. Controller is usually a financial controller who at any given time can pinpoint where each department is lacking in the income that it is generating. If a particular restaurant is not doing well, the controller will be able to take up this issue with the restaurant manager and find out why there is a drop in sales. Then the particular department has to take up the issue and try to find out how they can increase sales, ways and means to increase the sales, like the introduction of a new complete menu. General manager relies on the controller to provide financial insights into the operating of the property. At certain given time, we can have something called discounts and group bookings where we can give additional discount, or during the slack timing we can give something complimentary to a person spending above a certain figure. Director of security. Security is a department that works completely by itself in large hotels. But in small hotels, this department comes under the front office. Security of a hotel is very, very important because there is a lot of movement in the hotel. Movement of not only of outsiders, but movement of staff also. So it is very important that this department works in coordination with all the other departments. For example, sometimes we have material coming into the hotel. Like we have ordered the daily requirement of food, grains, vegetables, fruits, etc. These vehicles come in and go out of the hotel. So it is very important that security has full control on checking the movement of not only staff, guests, but also of vehicles coming into the premises. Implement programs that make employees security minded, help to prevent crime from occurring. General background is usually in police or detective work, or in security or intelligence in an armed services. Now the security implements programs. There is training in the hotel for all the staff of all the departments, not only front office but of all the departments. We have firefighting training where the staff are given training how to use fire extinguishers, which is very important in the kitchen or in any other area of the hotel. We have also training for staff to keep alertness on movement of strangers in the hotel. We have the rescue system, training for rescue system to bring people out of the hotel, to use the emergency exits in the hotel, which is very important from security point of view. Constantly on the lookout of suspicious people and circumstances. Develop ongoing procedures to train employees to become security minded. As I said, that there is a lot of training given to all the department, all the staff of all the departments. Especially suspicious people moving around should be reported immediately to the security department. Manages principles on day-to-day operations. Successful front office manager conveys a spirit of particular lodging property to the customer. Front office manager must train personnel in the technical aspects of the property management system. Every staff of the front office during the induction program is given training in all areas of the hotel, exposure to all areas of the hotel. It is very important that the front office staff should know the location of all the rooms in the hotel, where the suites are, where the double rooms are, where the adjacent rooms are, the different types of rooms, their location, the rooms that are facing the seaside, the rooms that are facing the pool side, the rooms that may be facing the garden. They should be aware of such location of the rooms. Besides this, they should be also aware of the rooms being, what type of deco the rooms have, what type of theme the restaurants have, what type of facilities that the hotel property gives, what comes complimentary and what the guest has to pay for. To maintain a delicate balance between delivery of hospitality service and the promotion of profit center. Here we can see that the front office manager, along with all the staff, the lobby manager, the bell desk manager, all of them, the most important attitude which these staff should have is a positive attitude, politeness, always smiling, because the guest sees these people. The first impression what the guest gets is from these staff who come in direct contact with the guest. Seize every opportunity to sell vacant rooms, help to ensure that the financial goals of the lodging property are met. Most important is the team player. The front office should work as a team. Whatever is not done by the staff who were on the previous shift has to be continued by the staff that comes on duty. This department works round the clock, and hence you find that the whatever backlog is there is usually carried forward to the next shift. The cashier. This position includes processing guest checkout and guest legal tender and providing change for guest. The cashier's duty is to prepare the bill. As soon as the guest checks in, the folio is ready. The entry of the advance that is paid by the guest is put into the folio in the advance column, receipt section, and the expenditure section starts building up. Another very important duty or responsibility of the cashier is to foreign exchange. Lot of foreign guests do not carry Indian money, they have to take foreign exchange. So foreign exchange is also provided to the guest. Another most important thing is that before checkout, the bill has to be ready. You can't expect the guest to come to the counter and then start preparing the bill. If you know that the guest is checking out today, his bill should be ready by 12 noon. Reservation manager. Reservations is the back office of the front office, and you find that reservations manager is responsible for all the advance reservations. There is a team of staff that work under him, and the position aims at providing with guests with request information and services as well as accurate confirmation of these items. The reservations manager is responsible to pass on the information that is taken down during reservations. Suppose we have a person who makes a reservation, he is a disabled person and would require a special room. Such things have to be noted down and informed to the front office in time, so that all arrangements are made for him. The person must communicate very effectively with marketing and sales department. This is very important, especially during slack periods and when he finds that the reservations are very low. This person should be good in planning to ensure management of reservation during peak as well as slow period. Reservations taken during the slack period, group bookings, the discount, the VVIPs coming in, or the commercially important people, all the information has to be passed to front desk. The lobby manager is a position that you find only in very large hotels, where the lobby extends, area of the lobby is very extensive. In smaller hotels, the front office manager job also extends to the lobby. But in large hotels, we find that this position reports directly to the general manager. Activities of the lobby pertaining to all uniform staff, where the lift attendants, we have the valets, we have the bell decks, bell boys who take the luggage to the room on the guest arrival and brings down the luggage at the time of departure. Night auditor. During the night, the cashier reports to the night auditor. The night auditor checks all the records that have taken place during the day, cash transactions that have taken place during the day, and he makes the income and expenditure statement of the day. Valet is responsible for giving personal service to the room guest according to their request. Responsibility of the valet is to park the car, to make arrangements for their further travel. He has to see that the guest's luggage is put into the vehicle on departure, etc. For example, sometimes we find that this position, we find that there are a lot of mistakes happening. The guest's luggage does not reach the airport, but the guest is already at the airport. Such precautions have to be taken and the valet should be very alert. Telephone operator. This person must be able to locate the registered guest and management at the moment's notice. Okay. The telephone operator is very closely linked with the front office department. There are a lot of communication that takes place between the telephone operator and other departments. Request for bookings, request for special services, request to talk to other guests. At the same time, it is very important that telephone operator should not give out any information regarding the guests that are in the hotel. The calls should be immediately transferred either to the information or the reception, and the reception will handle such inquiries. Bell captain. This section of the front office is in the lobby. It is a very prominent area where the bell decks is having a bell captain and several bell boys under them. The main responsibility of the bell captain is to provide information of the any requirement of further travel. As soon as the guest arrives and he has checked in, the bell captain arranges for a bellboy to take the luggage of the guest to the allotted room. After the bellboy puts the luggage in the room, he has to acquaint the guest with all the facilities within the room on the request of the guest. After confirming that the guest requires such advice, on departure, the bell captain will send a bellboy to the room to bring the guest luggage down. When he brings the luggage down, it is very important that the bellboy checks the room to see if anything is missing. Key clerk. This position is found in hotels which do not have electronic system. Now, most of the hotels have an electronic system as key card, like something like a smart card or your ATM card, which opens and closes the room. So where there is no system of this electronic locking system. We have a key clerk who issues the key, takes the key when check out. When the guest leaves the room for any other activity, he takes the key and he keeps it. Elevator operator is nothing but a lift operator. He has to be a very personality should be good, he should be very clean and hygienic, and he should be polite to the guest. He should welcome the guest as soon as he comes to the into the elevator and see that he is taken to the right place. Concierge provides extensive information on entertainment, sports, etc. This person should know the area intimately and must be able to meet the individual needs of the guest. Any shopping or movie tickets, everything are arranged by this section. Should be pleasant personality, should have a pleasant personality and have a and be of a helping attitude. Doorman or the linkman, duty at the main entrance of the hotel. This is the first person that the guest meets is the doorman. As soon as he alights from the vehicle, he meets the doorman. The doorman has to be a very polite person. He should smile. He should carry a very presentable personality. Usually the doorman is provided with a uniform, appropriate uniform according to the standards of the hotel. He also needs to be able to keep the unwanted visitors out of the premises by being very, very diplomatically inquiring about where the person wants to go. He should take his decision whether he should allow the person to enter or no. Desk clerk or the receptionist. The receptionist performs multiple duties such as reservation and registration. They should be presentable, should be always available and willing to assist a guest. Efficiency and professionalism is very, very important. There should be no mistakes, no error. So the person should be very attentive and alert. The registration form should be duly filled in, and all details of the guest has to be entered. Night auditor is mainly concerned with posting rooms, tariff charges, taxes, and preparing the statistics of the hotel. He also prepares the income and expenditure statement on a daily basis, not only of the front office but of all the departments. Analytic skills are very, very important for this person. Two main segments in the hospitality industry. We summarize this chapter with the lodging industry and the food and beverage industry. These are two sections or two sectors of the hospitality industry. One is with the lodging, that is shelter, accommodation, and the other is with food. The two basic needs, what man requires, is provided by the hospitality industry. The front office is the nerve center of a hotel, because from this nerve center, other activities begin to work. It is like a spoke, a wheel and a spoke, spoke and the hub of the wheel. The other departments are all the spoke, and the front office is the hub where it gives out activities to other departments. As I told you earlier, we have the reservations, bookings taking place, front decks, bell decks, travel decks, concierge service. The front desk agent is the first person that the guest meets. So you have to give the first impression. The first impression should be the best impression, because this impression is taken away by the guest. You are the person in front office that the guest meets on arrival. You are the person that the guest meets before leaving the hotel. So you as a person represent the hotel at large. The front desk manager should be a skill planner who channelizes the various resources. It is very important that the front office manager is able to train the staff in all the areas where they lack. Very important is to manage the day-to-day activities. There are a lot of forms generated with the entry of the guest. In fact, all the departments have to be informed that the guest has come, that is, the day's arrival list is sent to all the departments to be notified. So this what we have done today, the organization chart, it is very important as we see the activities that are performed by each person in this organization chart. Thank you.